Just remember these things. So in conclusion, you know, all these things are great, all these benefits are great, but remember, what's the catch? You cannot get these things if you're in sin. You cannot have his joy if you're in sin. You will not have his peace if you're in sin. You know, the title of the message is simply that, you know, the benefits, you know, of a good, of being a good Christian, to keep you motivated to keep doing right. And I could have just covered three things. Let me read from Ecclesiastes 2:26. It says, "For God giveth to a man that is good," not in your sight, not in the world's sight. And a lot of times people are like, "Hey, this guy's a good person, you know, and he's a drunkard and he, you know, doesn't treat his family well." You know, but God doesn't care about what people say. It's what he says. And if he says you're good, you're good. If he says you're not good, you're not good. You need to get right. But for God giveth to a man that is good in his sight, it could have just been 3 points, you know, this morning. It says wisdom. Who doesn't want wisdom? Come on, we all want wisdom. We all want to be smart people. In the world, even if they're not saved, they tend to just, you know, give people that are smart a break because they need you. You know, that's just how the world is. Even if you're the ugliest, fattest dude on the planet, if you're smart, people are like, "Yo, man, can you be my friend?" You know it's true. You know it's true. It's like, "Man, I got a question for you." "Oh, that's an awesome answer." Why? Because they're helping you out. You know, they're fixing you. They're taking care of you. They're giving you stuff that makes you a better person. And that helps you to be grateful towards that individual. But sometimes you'll even take a bullet for them. You know, when I used to be part of the, who's ever heard of the RUI? Reformers, and it's like a Christian addiction program. The main guy that started it, you know, had a meeting with the guy. His name is Steve Currington. And he said, "Look, you know, don't get weirded out when a lot of these guys that have addictions and start coming to the program and you start helping them out, you start helping them grow. You know, you start teaching them how to live right. You start teaching them some wisdom from the Bible. Don't be surprised if they're just teary-eyed and they hug you. And some of them would even tell you, "Hey, you know what, thanks for helping me get off heroin, get off this, get off that, get off whatever." You know, it's like, "I would take a bullet for you for what you've done." In other words, think about how much Pastor Anderson has helped you guys out. And when people attack him, doesn't it make you angry? When people attack him, it's like, "Man, Lord, let me be the one that executes vengeance upon this wicked person." Isn't that how we think? Because it's true. It's like, "Man, I'm not trying to, he's my boss, yeah, and he's watching, but you know what, this isn't to earn cool points. I mean, what am I trying to earn? You know, a spot, you know, to work for him? I already work for him." But I'm just saying that some of us probably have that, you know, that love where it's like, "You know what, you know, if it weren't for him, my life would be destroyed right now. I wouldn't have a life right now. You know, I'm so grateful that he made a decision to be a good man and be used by God heavily, where God gave him, like it says right here, wisdom, knowledge, and joy." He gave him that, and he was able to use the wisdom and the knowledge and everything else to be the person that he is, to help us, to feed us, you know, to keep us, you know, from being blinded by the devil and helping us to realize, hey, we need to change. We're not doing as good as we thought we were. We're not, you know, the Christians that we thought we were when we started to listen to hard preaching, you know, but that's what he gives. That's what God gives to those that are good in his sight. So I could have just had 3 points. Look, first point, wisdom. Second point, knowledge. Another point is joy. And who doesn't want those things? Who doesn't want to be a smart, happy individual? We all do. Well, here's the secret. You got to be good. You got to be the good Christian. Not just a Christian, the good Christian. And if you don't want to, well, the Bible says also this in that same verse. But to the sinner, he giveth travail. So you got two options. You can be the good Christian, or you'll get wisdom, you'll get joy, you'll get knowledge, or you got your other option. You can go ahead and send it up, and God's going to give you travail. Misery, punishment. Hey, it's your choice tonight. Isaiah 48:22. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Romans 6:1. What should we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. 1 Timothy 6:6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. You're like, "Hey, I'm a miserable person. I'm just not happy, brother, girl." You have food? Yeah. Clothing? Yeah. That's it. You're good. Start with that. If you don't have clothing, get some clothing. If you don't have food, talk to Brother Raymond. He'll hook you up. Right? You got all that donation stuff? And if nothing in there is that healthy, come talk to me. We'll go to Chipotle or something. I'll hook you up. But That's a great verse. Learn to be content. Learn to be happy. It says, hey, if you have clothing and food, you should be happy. And you know what this verse reminded me of? My son. Where's he at? Steve, where's your hand? That little guy over there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I learned from him this week or last week. Here's what happened. We had to go do some drone footage. Who knows about that YouTube channel that we started, Landmarks? Who knows about it? Just a few people. If you don't know about it, hey, it's a great channel that Pastor started. He's teaching basic lessons. So we go to different places, you know, to shoot episodes, and we do drone footage. And so we first do the interviews. We get as much drone footage as we can, but we can't do two interviews in one day and get a ton of drone footage. So I told Pastor, hey, I got to go back to finish up this episode with Pastor Mejia. I got to go get some drone footage. He's like, okay, no problem. And sure enough, it's a 3.5-hour drive. So I was tired. I was up all night working on the episode, getting it all whatever. My wife's like, hey, I'll drive you. I'm like, are you sure? It's 3.5 hours there, 3.5 hours back. And I'm basically going to be working the whole time. This isn't going to be a pleasure trip. And she's like, no problem. I'm like, kids? The older kids are like, oh, man, oh, no, you know, because we're taking the church van. And my little guy, I'll go, Daddy, I'll go, you know. He's like, you know what you're getting yourself into? It's like, long trip, Daddy, a long trip. I'm like, that's what you're getting yourself into, Stephen, as long as you know. So we drove 3.5 hours, stopped for some bathroom breaks, so it turned into a 4-hour drive or a 4-hour little episode. I get there, and you can talk to my family. I was nonstop trying to drone things, we went to the dunes, so I was waiting for motorcycle riders to show up. I'm like, where are all the motorcycle riders? What, are they showing up at night? So I didn't leave. I'm like, I'm getting some motorcycle riders. So I was there just kind of trying to drone, waiting, kind of like fishing. Hour goes by, 2 hours go by, 3 hours goes by. Guess where my family's at? Inside the church van. Inside the church van. You know, so I'm there for 3-4 hours. You're like, oh, you're punishing them. Well, I gave them some tablets to play with. Yeah, they weren't suffering too hard, you know. But obviously they were in the van. First of all, they're in the van for 3.5 hours to 4 hours. Then they're in the van waiting on me for another 3 to 4 hours. Then once I'm done droning the place, getting enough footage to make sure I add it to the episode, then we have to drive home. But before we drive home, you know, they wanted Round Table Pizza, which is 1 hour the opposite direction. So now we're driving 1 hour the opposite direction, which I misunderstood. I told Raymond, I'll be back by 10 p.m. I'm like, yeah, you know, 3.5 hours, we're going to stop to get some Round Table. And we're not even going to stop to eat it inside because we didn't want to be selfish because they were waiting on us to take the church van to wherever. So we called it in and said, look, we're just going to pick the thing up and just eat it on a drive back. I didn't realize that it was 1 hour the opposite direction. So I told them, hey, we'll be back at 10, no big deal. And we left at what time did we leave? 9 in the morning? So we started driving 9 in the morning. We didn't get back till 12:30 at night. They were in the van 95% of the time. That little guy was in the van 95%. And when we got home, tired, missing, the kids are fighting for the front seat. And I gave it to him. I'm like, go to the front seat. You know, because it hurts your back being in that van for so long. You know, the older kids, I'm like, oh, my back. It's like, it's my turn to sit in the front, get a little bit of relief from their back pain. My son, he's not getting no relief. He's just in the back, sitting down. We finished the trip. And sure enough, he gets out of the van. And he hops out. It's like, huh, that was the best long trip ever, Daddy. That is having the humility of a child. Now when Christ says, unless you be converted like this little child, you will no way enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, because he just believed it was the coolest trip on the planet. But my wife and me, my wife only had like 1.5 hours of sleep, you know, because I don't know, I just kept waking her up, working back and forth. So she drove, and I don't know how she did it. I told her, hey, let me take over. She decided to just muscle her way through and drive all the way back. But that boy was not even joking around. He literally thought it was the best trip ever. 4 hours there, 4 hours in the car, 4 hours back, a little breaks here and there, going to the bathroom, no time to really spread your leg. Oh, they didn't even have time to enjoy the dunes. It wasn't like, oh, we walked around the dunes and had a little bit of fun. No, they were in the van the whole time. The whole time he's sitting in the van. Who knows, what did you do in the van? Literally. But he came back and he was a happy camper. Happy camper. He was content. Why? Because he had clothing and I fed him. That's why. So having food and raiment, let us there be content. And he had a good attitude. And it made me want to bless him even more. You know, so what am I getting at? I'm getting at this. Hey, God is happy when you're doing what's right. When you have a good attitude, you're living a good life. It's going to be hard. If it's not hard, you're lying to yourself. You must be doing something wrong. Come tell me your secret if life ain't hard. Because Christ said it was going to be hard. But the benefits are definitely worth it for being a good Christian. Amen? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for all that you've done. Thank you for giving us a great church. Thank you for giving us a great leader. Thank you for giving us, you know, just so much, Lord, just so much. We literally have no reason to complain. If you're truly saved and you know you're going to heaven and the Lord is your God, Jesus is your God, we literally have nothing to complain about. And Lord, when times get tough, because Mark quit, you know, Peter quit, Lord. Other people in the Bible, great men of God, ended up quitting. It can happen to us as well. But the only way we're going to keep ourselves from quitting is just to remember your goodness. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repent. So help us to remember your goodness. You said that you give us daily benefits. Every single day you give us benefits, Lord. Help us to not become ungrateful. Help us to be content. Help us to love you, Lord, by keeping your commandments. And help us to never quit. And we ask you in Jesus' name, amen.